is it about some music that feels just right for these challenging times? In Victoria, BC, the theme of the 13th Annual Pacific Baroque Festival is From the Ground Up, featuring just that kind of music, the kind that builds on repetition.
There's something very comforting about hearing a bass line over and over again.
That's the violinist Marc Destrubé, Pacific Baroque Festival's artistic director.
Of course, there's lots of pop music that uses a very simple bass line that repeats. There's fiddle music that has a bass line or an implied bass line. But I just think there's a kind of human instinct of comfort of simply hearing the same bass line repeat and then having variations on top of it. I think it's just reassuring, and maybe it's like a child likes to hear the same story over and over again.
The repetitive forms, known as chacuns and passacaglias, he says, were often used by 18th century composers to reassure audiences that everything will be okay, from the finales of outrageous French operas to Franz Bieber's heartbreaking mystery sonatas.
Which are about the passion of Christ, I suppose. And I think the same thing, it's kind of an extra piece that provides comfort after the whole story of Christ's crucifixion, resurrection, and so on. And somehow it just has the implication that life goes on.
In the shadow of COVID-19, the Pacific Baroque Festival is limiting ticket sales, just 1/4 of capacity, and limiting the number of performers distanced on stage. The festival was supposed to happen back in February. The fact that it's in September is
absolutely pandemic related. Last year, we were extremely lucky because it was just about the last activity that any of us had as performing musicians, or at least performing for an audience, at the beginning of March 2020. And then the musical world at least ground to a halt.
Destrubé plays next week with just one other violinist, Catherine Wiebe, the viola da gamba player, Natalie Mackey, and the harpsichordist, Christina Hutton. Wednesday's opening concert, The Master's Master, with Johann Sebastian Bach's musical mentors, is a solo recital by Christchurch Cathedral organist Mark MacDonald. The Thursday Italian Passion Concert features soprano Susie LeBlanc, the newly appointed artistic director of Early Music Vancouver. In fact, the Pacific Northwest is now home to a thriving community of practitioners of Baroque instruments. The internationally acclaimed Marc Destrubé is a native himself.
Victoria is where I grew up, so there is a sense of homecoming. I was one of the first students of the Victoria Conservatory of Music in 1965 when it opened. And I've had the opportunity of going back many times and playing. And in the last few years, there's a great number of really wonderful early music practitioners who've ended up in Victoria for one reason or another. It has become a kind of haven for early music.
Unlike so many concert artists who pivoted to online performances when the pandemic began, and despite fans' enthusiasm for streaming, Destrubé and his distinguished colleagues decided that the 13th Annual Pacific Baroque Festival performances will be one-time-only experiences. He wants that unique live listening experience.
People used to talk about listening to a concert. I'm coming to listen to your concert, even though they were attending in person, and now people talk about seeing your concert.
A subtle difference, but an important one.
Our daily experience has become much more visual than it used to be, and same the way that we used to listen to radio. I also find it interesting that it does seem to be shifting back. There's suddenly this passion for podcasts, which are purely about listening. So maybe there's been a bit of visual overload and people are thinking, wait a minute, I want to actually be able to focus my attention only on listening. So maybe it's all going to come back.
Violinist Marc Destrubé, artistic director of the Pacific Baroque Festival, opening Wednesday, September 8th, for 5 concerts in Victoria, BC. On Northwest Public Broadcasting, I'm Gigi Yellen.